greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In 5 minutes, we will join another radio program from back east. It's Stu Epperson and Truth Talk Live. And Stu, you could Google Stu's show, and when we end in a half hour from now, I will continue on Stu's show for an hour. And we will play the second half of that program tomorrow on our show. Okay, does that make sense? So what we're doing is simulcasting two radio programs, and his audience will hear the interview, as will you, if you stay tuned in. And Stu Epperson, he's one of the more conservative Christian call-in talk show hosts that I know of around the country. His show airs on, I believe, at least a dozen Christian radio stations, mostly back east, out of North Carolina and the region. And Stu, he has heard that this partial birth abortion ruling is a good thing. And so he was interested to hear that we are saying here at Denver Bible Church and Bob Inyart Live and out of Colorado, Colorado Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, Alan Keyes, Judy Brown, American Life League, Operation Save America, Operation Rescue, Flip Benham, that this is not a good ruling. This is an evil ruling. This is wicked. It's brutally wicked. So we'll talk through that and we'll see how that goes. Now, if you'd like to find out more about the ruling, you could just go to ColoradoRightToLife.org and right there on their homepage, click on the ruling analysis, or Covenant News, CovenantNews.com. They are really doing a great job, and we're so thankful to Jim Rudd, the editor there, keeping this issue going. And as you know, we have an open letter to Dr. Dobson that we have been preparing. We've now raised the full amount of money that we were hoping to raise to publish this as a full page open letter down in Colorado Springs and to advertise it on the internet at conservative Christian websites. So we'll keep you informed and we'll let you know how that's going and when that ad is scheduled to run. And right now we're checking to see if perhaps some other Christian ministries may want to sign the ad. So we'll let you know how that all goes. Hey, we did get an email here from a Toby who was upset. He says to Bob Inyart Live, you keep referring to people acting like animals in a negative context. And Toby says, yet animals only kill to survive. They don't kill out of anger. And they don't kill because they're on drugs. Female animals kill to protect their young, and all animals will kill for food. So first off, obviously, Toby worships the creation rather than the creator. And when you do that, man was made in God's image and likeness, and we have a soul. And so because we have the capacity to love, the ability to love, we also have the ability to hate. So human beings do things that are pretty evil. But what Toby is doing is he's giving a false view of animal behavior, because animals will often kill to eat, and sometimes they'll just kill out of jealousy or competition, and sometimes they will kill their own young, and often they will kill another animal or start eating another animal before they've even killed it. We talk about being humane toward animals, that is treating animals the way a human being knows that we should treat animals. We should not torture animals. Now, we could kill them, we could hunt them, kill them, cook them, and eat them, and that's a good thing. I love animals, they're delicious. And whenever PETA is in the news, we encourage our audience that day to eat another animal. Not a part of an animal, but the whole animal. Eat another animal. So anyway, Toby is upset. He thinks that animals obviously are in some sense superior, at least morally, to human beings. And that's too bad. That's too bad. And then he goes on to say there's no such thing as absolute morality. Alan Keyes, he said, whatever is right for Alan Keyes is right for Alan Keyes. And so when you believe that, ideas have consequences. And then some people think it's right to own blacks or to kill Jews. And, well, it's right for them. And we've heard that from countless young people in our colleges and universities, that there's no such thing as right and wrong. So now we should be joining Stu Epperson in his program, Truth Talk Live, real soon here, within seconds. So anyway, Toby, if you'd like to, please call in. I mean, you sent an email, but it would be really neat to have you call in, and we could go through your whole email, because he continues.
And current events all come together. Cutting edge topics.
Christians, the key to that happening is just don't go out and vote and let's not get involved. Our guest disagrees with that notion, and maybe Richard does too. Richard, you're on the air.
Guests who push your hot button.
They can certainly show people with no clothes. You turn on the radio and all they talk about is sex.
Relevant, real radio. Confronting the culture. Truth for the now generation.
Been around people that have drank, and underage drinking goes on all the time.
What do you say to Lynn, Hal? Because you have to admit, we're in a culture where the lines blurred. I mean, just people drinking and entertainment in this culture.
This is Truth Talk Live.
I like it!
Now from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Epperson Jr.
Okay, so you think I'm controversial. You think I mix things up too much. You think we're too over the top. Wait till you hear from the guest we have on today. We do this. We've done this periodically. It's always fun. It's always interesting. We never know what to expect. Today's program is a thing we started a while back that we're bringing back called the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Hosts. That's right. That's what it's called. And today we travel to Denver, Colorado to talk to probably one of the, if not the most controversial talk show hosts in America. Okay. Let me just set this up by saying this guy went to the auction for O.J. Simpson's, all of his Heisman Trophy and all of his big trophies and rings and clothing and uniforms, and he bought it all, and then he burned it on the courtroom steps in California. This guy goes to Planned Parenthood on a regular basis. This guy has homosexual activists on to debate regularly on his show. His name is Bob Inyart, and I'm going to do our true headlines. I'm actually going to do them in the tradition of this Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. I'm going to do those with Bob, but what we're talking about today is many of you joined me in celebrating. In fact, we celebrated this with Mitt Romney when we had him on. The just days after after this was announced, Mitt Romney was on. And what am I talking about? The big decision by the Supreme Court of the United States of America very recently to uphold the ban on partial birth abortion. While we were celebrating, saying this is a big victory, another Christian talk show host in the Rockies of Colorado, in the Mile High City of Denver, was bemoaning this as a great defeat. So we thought, it's time for another Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. In fact, this guy is leveling an attack on one of my, maybe one of your favorite spiritual heroes, Dr. James Dobson, of all people to attack. He's the guy that's led the pro-life fight for so many years. So here he is on Truth Talk Live, Bob Inyart. Are you there, sir?
Stu Epperson. Hi, Stu.
Okay, you call me Stu, I'll call you Bob. How's that sound?
All right, that sounds great. And okay. Stu, I love Dr. James Dobson, but we've raised the money to run a full-page ad in his hometown newspaper to do an open letter, and we are quoting from this ruling, this partial birth abortion ruling.
Yeah, isn't it great? Praise the Lord, they're upholding the ban. Aren't you excited?
It's too bad, Stu, that you haven't read the ruling. It's 40 pages, okay. And I have quotes here from the ruling. And the Christians I know who have read this ruling, many of them have cried. They have been physically ill. It's like reading about how Nazis slaughtered the Jews in Auschwitz. That's not uplifting reading. It's discouraging. It makes you sick. And I have quotes here. I think you will be shocked, Stu. And you've believed our Christian pro-life leaders. You've believed him.
Well, I believe him. I have him on the show here, and I'm trying to espouse.
Well,
let me tell you, recently we've done shows on this pro-life thing, that have been very confrontive of ourselves and of the church. Like, why aren't more churches supporting this? We've called out pastors and churches recently, Bobby and York. So I want to tell you.
I know you're very pro-life, Stu.
Make no mistake
I know that.
About it. Okay.
But let me tell you, this ruling, it does not ban partial birth abortion.
Hold on. Then how are they touting it as a victory? What are you talking about?
It regulates partial birth abortion. This is a partial birth abortion manual. What these justices say over and over for 40 pages, they say you could take this baby, this late-term baby, that normally they would partially deliver the baby up to the neck and then stab the baby in the back of the neck and kill it. They say you could deliver the baby up to the belly button. Up to the belly button, and then they describe the ways you could kill the baby at that point. This is a 4-inch variation on a late-term baby. They go on in detail explaining how you can kill this baby. And if I read to you, if I quote out of this ruling, your audience members will be shocked. That's why I suggest they go to the SupremeCourt.us website and read Gonzalez v. Carhart for themselves.
And that's the actual ruling. Okay, well, let's get maybe we can get our web guy to throw that up there at our site so as a link. Or maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this, Bob Inyart. I find it easier on these abortion issues just not to talk about it. Can we change the topic? Can we do something else?
Yeah, and I know you're being facetious because you are strongly pro-life, but let me give you an example. Okay, Section 3A of the ruling, Section 3, Part A, requires for there to be an abortion that's prohibited on a late-term baby, requires the fetus to be delivered until any part of the fetus past the navel is outside the body of the mother. They state that you could deliver the baby up to the belly button, and then they literally say things like, a leg might be ripped off the fetus, unquote.
Oh, come on.
Friction causes the fetus to tear apart, unquote. Evacuating the fetus piece by piece continues, unquote. They're describing ways to kill the baby, this late-term baby. In fact, our pro-life justices, that's what our Christian leaders are calling them, our pro-life justices in Section 4, Part A, they make it clear that they are trying to protect the abortionist, not the baby. They say that the abortionist may find different and less shocking methods to kill the fetus. Did you get that, Stu?
Okay, that actually says that in the ruling.
Yeah, I could read it for you right here.
Okay.
Section 4, Part A, the medical profession, by which they mean abortionist, may find different and less shocking methods to abort the fetus. They make it very clear there is no right to life for this unborn baby. There is no concern for that child or the brutality that child will experience. They are trying to make the abortion industry look better, and they are saying, you know, Congress might have a point. This looks gruesome to people, so let's not allow the baby to be pulled out all the way to the neck. You can only pull the baby out to the navel.
Okay, now why was this touted as a victory by evangelicals, by talk show hosts like me? Why was this touted as a victim?
Well, you were lied to because,
I feel like I'm being blindsided either you or by the people that supply me with the talking points.
Not by me, Stu.
Well, why was it called a victory? Before you had
I can tell you. I can tell you why. People like Jay Sekulow of the ACLJ, he's a lawyer. Focus on the Family, they have a legal department. Stu Epperson doesn't have a legal department. They know what the ruling says. They know what the ban said for 15 years. We've been working on this and spending tens of millions of dollars raising funds for this. They knew that from the beginning, this ban did not have the legal authority to save one child's life.
But they've outlawed the procedure, so they can't.
They've regulated the procedure. This is a 4-inch variation.
Okay, let me give the phone number, 866-34-TRUTH. We welcome any caller. I'd love to hear from someone in the medical community. I'd love to hear from someone in the camps of some of these evangelical leaders like myself. I mean, and folks, I'm listening. I'm to be informed. I haven't been briefed or debriefed prior to today's program.
Right.
Bob Inyart, as he's done in the past, when we've had these Battle of the Christian talk show hosts, he kind of pounces on me with these things. And I will say this. If what you're saying is true, and I'm not conceding any of it to be true yet.
If it's true.
If it's true, then I believe well-informed Christians, well-informed Christian leaders will act on it, will do something.
I don't know.
Why shouldn't they? I pray so.
Okay. But, hey, Stu, if this is not true, I will personally give $1,000 to any ministry that you indicate.
Okay, the number is 866-34-TRUTH. Our guest bemoans he's not celebrating the what's been called a victory now across the land among Christians, evangelicals. Why did Mitt Romney say it was a victory? He was on this show. He celebrated.
We had Alan Keyes out here on the 40th anniversary of the first abortion law, April 25th.
Yeah.
Still, we had the Supreme Court chambers in the Capitol, the Colorado Capitol, and we had leaders from across the country in the pro-life movement, like Judy Brown, American Life League. She's a stalwart of the pro-life movement. Yeah. Alan Keyes. We had the Reverend Flip Benham of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America. Brian Rohrbaugh of Colorado Right to Life.
What did they say? We're up against the break.
They all condemned this ruling.
Really?
Alan Keyes, in the most eloquent and powerful and principled words, condemned this as an evil ruling. And you could go to their website, ColoradoRightToLife.org, and see Alan Keyes.
I'd like to go. I'd like to find out about that. Maybe we'll have Dr. Keyes, Ambassador Keyes, on the show. Hang on. We've got him on. Do you agree? Do you disagree? More Truth Talk Live. I'm going on his show, by the way, during the break. More coming up after this. Truth
Talk Live. All right. Now, we'll try to get Stu on, right? If Stu could join us during the break, that would be just great. But those listening in Denver right now and on the internet.
Bob?
Hey, Stu. Hi, Stu.
Hey, man, this is you're blindsiding me, man. I needed to read this. You held back information.
Stu, I did it.
Invisible in court.
Stu,
you withheld information. I've got a team of lawyers in here. They just pulled in.
Yeah.
They've told me they put me under a gag restraint. And
Hey, Stu, this is
a PR nightmare. What
Stu,
are you doing?
Stu, before we went on the air, I told my audience I had 6 minutes. You know, we don't put up with that kind of new stuff you guys do. So we had 6 minutes, and I told the audience that of all the Christian call-in talk show hosts I know around the country, Stu Epperson is the most committed to biblical principles, the most pro-life, and went down the list. And Stu, you and I have been friends for many years.
That's right.
And you know that's true. You know that's true.
Well, you're kind of say that, but I just I'm very sad about this.
Oh, of course.
Our lines are lighting up. Am I on the air with you right now?
Yeah, you are. You are. Okay. But Stu,
I got to call my brother-in-law and my sister in Denver and tell them to turn it on.
All right.
What station are you on there?
All right, go ahead. 670 AM, KLTT.
Okay, look at we've got to
Stu, we're doing a full-page ad to Dr. Yeah. Dobson pleading with him.
Really?
Pleading with him not to call good evil and evil good.
Interesting.
This ruling is devastating.
Well, I don't know that he's aware, though, of the details of this ruling. I mean, believe me, he's a very reasonable man. He's a godly man. I mean, I love the man. He's been a huge inspiration to me.
Yeah.
And hey, Todd, turn on AM 670 right now. I'm calling to Todd.
Good.
You need to listen to this show every day. This is Bob Inyart. I'm on the air right now.
You're on the air, Stu. Todd, everybody's praying
As
for
I'm
Todd right now.
To you, Todd, my big mouth is going out over AM 670. Can you hear it?
50,000 watts.
Keep it on, Todd, and listen. I'm debating this Bob Inyart. This guy's radical, man.
Blowtorch.
He's tearing me apart. Hey, so Bob, my brother-in-law Todd's listening.
Hi, Todd.
Are you taking callers?
No, this is your show.
We got to talk about this, and then we're going back live. Now, we're on 30 affiliates nationwide and on satellite radio with my show.
Praise God.
But look, you know, here's my thing is I'm going to try to verify everything
yes.
you're telling me today.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
going to draw a conclusion.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Stu, I'm about fighting for life, and if we can do something, maybe you're off a little bit on this, maybe you're right a little bit on this, but if we can do something to stimulate more action towards saving lives,
Could you name the charity that I'll give $1,000 to right now? Could you think of one that I'll give in your name or I'll give the money to you if I'm wrong in how I'm presenting this?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it your church? Do you want to name your church or?
Well, I mean, I want.
How about?
I'm trying to get support going to my friends at the Persecution Project Foundation. They're the ones
okay,
that are really doing
okay.
it in the Sudan.
So that.
By the way, if your listeners call, if your listeners call their number, they'll send them a free DVD if they want the truth about the Sudan, about the Christians that are being crucified right now in the public.
Thank you, Stu.
Let me give this number, 888-201-5245, 888-201-5245. Any listener calls that number, they get a DVD, a free DVD.
The Persecution Project.
Yeah, and I want you to give them $1,000 if you're misrepresenting anything. But I'm not saying you are. I know
the thing is because the ruling says all these things, it's wicked and it is being celebrated and praised as though it is a blessing from God.
Okay, so that's the spin. Okay, listen, I've got to. We're going back on the air. They're calling me, which means you're going on just on my show. But are your listeners going to hear our?
Oh yeah, they're
okay. Good. Okay,
they're tuned in.
Hang on, we're back on. We haven't even done the headlines yet, but we'll put those on hold. We'll talk about this. Hold on.
Okay, so we will join Stu Epperson's program, Truth Talk Live, in just a moment. Of course.
We've added an affiliate, by the way, in Denver, Colorado, the day, right, Bob Inyart?
That's right, Stu.
And we have affiliates all over the nation. Bob, you're a talk show host. Tell everyone real quick what the name of your program is.
Bob Inyart Live. Bob Inyart Live, and it's on the internet at kgov.com.
Okay, we've gone ahead and I believe posted your website at our website, truthtalklive.com, where we have the question of the day. And that is, should we celebrate the ruling by the Supreme Court, or is it bad news? You're saying it's bad news, you said this to me when we talked a couple weeks ago and agreed to have you on the show. You said, look, this is not a victory. I kind of took that as, okay, good, this is something we'll get traction on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just something, this is to keep the pro-life issue out there.
But it's startling.
You're saying you have documented information.
Yeah, at ColoradoRightToLife.org.
Okay.
They're leading the charge on this. Right at the top of their website, they have Alan Keyes explaining why this is so evil, and then you click on an analysis of the ruling, which is one of the most popular analysis of this ruling on the entire internet, and you will see the excerpts from the ruling, and it will practically move you to tears how wicked it is. And by the way, Brett from Denver has said he will match $1,000, my $1,000, to any ministry you choose if we're wrong, and that'll be the Persecution Project.
Yeah, because we're trying to help reach Christians in Sudan because they're being
slaughtered.
They're being slaughtered.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Their idea of right to life is can I make it through the day without my mom and dad being killed in front of me and being sold into slavery?
Right.
And our friends are there. But listen. Okay, I've got an attorney on the line. I got some people. Our lines are lighting up fast. The number is 866-34 Truth. If you just joined us. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. It's the battle of the Christian talk show host. We have a radical right talk show host in Denver, Colorado, who is not celebrating at all, in the least bit, the ruling by the Supreme Court, which so many of us, including myself, celebrated. This is a victory for pro-life to ban partial birth. He doesn't think it's a victory at all, and he's articulating that today on Truth Talk Live. If you want to call in, the number is 866-34-TRUTH. We'll even take callers from Denver. Let's go to Larry, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Listen to us on Christian Talk 660 there in the upstate of South Carolina. Larry, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu and Bob, thanks for taking my call. My concern about this is that Bob is absolutely right. And the problem I have is that we have too many people today who are simply taking the word of Christian right leaders at verbatim, and they are not going to read and investigate this information for themselves.
Well, how many Christian right leaders have read this ruling, Bob Inyart?
Well, very, very few. But
I haven't, and I'm just kind of parroting. What,
of course,
what, and I trust these guys.
Stu, of course,
but
you trust them.
How could this be a defeat when there is an onslaught from the left against it? If NARAL and all the pro-death people, Planned Parenthood, they were against this. They were
anything.
Here's what bothers me, Bob.
Yeah.
And you and Larry, you guys agree. Larry, thanks for calling in. 866-34 Truth. I need some help. Someone to help me take this guy on. But if you want to agree with me, you can. But Bob, why are you in the same camp as the pro-death people, which is the nice word, the little pretty word is pro-choice.
Stu, anything that Christians do, they oppose. When Christians try to protect women from becoming victims of pornographers, they oppose that. So they have a knee-jerk opposition to anything Christians do.
Look,
that's why they're opposing it.
Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, NARAL, these awful groups. You're holding hands with them against the Supreme Court, Bob Inyart.
No, they're saying there should be no restrictions on how to kill kids. We are condemning this ruling because it is not a ban. It is a manual in brutal, wicked details on how to tear apart late-term unborn children and comply with their ruling.
Okay. And you know the
tragedy? These men, these judges, they are human beings and they have souls. And Dr. Dobson and our Christian leaders are giving these men a false sense of security that they could describe how to tear apart living children and they will be approved of by our Christian religious leaders.
I would not characterize it that way. That's what you say. And let's see what Deborah says. She's a caller from North Carolina. It says here, Deborah, you're an attorney. Thanks for calling Truth Talk Live. You're on the air with Stu and our guest, another Christian talk show host, Bob Inyart. Go ahead, Deborah.
I don't think he understands the significance of the ruling. What it is it's saying that legislative bodies have the right to limit abortions or how they are done in terms of Roe v. Wade.
Hey, Sue, do you know
does,
what?
Let me finish,
yeah,
please. Please do not be rude. Okay.
Deborah.
What it does is it gives us, for example, in the state of North Carolina, if we want to put a referendum on and we want to limit abortion now, the door is open for that. So what you should be focusing on is going to all the states to get them to pass anti-abortion regulation. And by them describing that and such, then if the state rules that an abortion is harmful, okay, the legislative body or by referendum, then this gives the opportunity for that effort to be upheld.
Yeah, it gives the states the rights, right?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
Bob,
here we have.
All right, Stu. Let me respond to Deborah. Hey, Stu.
Stu,
let me respond to Deborah using the justice's own words. I don't care, Deborah.
Deborah, you got to finish. Deborah, 10 more seconds. Give Deborah 10 more seconds, Bob. Go, Deborah, fast.
Today or yesterday, whenever that ruling was, after that ruling came out, Hillary and company is already trying to pass legislation to overrule that decision. So if it is not a victory, then tell me why Hillary and company is trying to pass legislation now and already and it's already in committee.